Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Charlie Baker says he's encouraged by progress on talks for a new North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. Meeting in Vermont with other New England governors and premiers from eastern Canada, Baker calls the trade partnership with Canada vital to Massachusetts and the country.
Based on a lot of the conversations we had with our colleagues, both from the U.S. and from Canada over the course of the past 2 days, I feel pretty positive that that renewal will in fact take place, but it's very important to us.
Officials meeting in Stowe, Vermont say that the ties that bind the region are stronger than the growing trade war between Washington and Ottawa. Here's reporter John Dillon.
Several sessions of the meeting focused on regional energy issues, but the backdrop was the increasing trade tension between the U.S. and Canada and the stalled negotiations on the North American Free Trade Agreement. At the closing news conference, Quebec Premier Philippe Couillard said the two countries share a centuries-old alliance that should not be undone by presidential tweets or retaliatory tariffs.
This is something that we should underline. What comes out of the White House is not the whole of the United States of America. It's a great country. We admire America and Americans, but we've always been friends and neighbors and allies, and we really want it to be that way again.
Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy says there's no doubt the U.S.-Canada relationship has suffered since June, when President Trump criticized Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and then slapped tariffs on imports of Canadian aluminum and steel. Canada retaliated with tariffs on manufactured steel, certain dairy products, whiskey, even maple syrup.
And of course our relationship has been weakened. And of course we should not speak to our counterparts as premiers or the head of federal governments the way that those conversations have played themselves out by tweet.
Malloy, who is a Democrat, pointed out that during one session, a New England manufacturer of steel products said the tariffs makes his company less competitive and his products more expensive for consumers.
This is having a real impact, and the sooner it's over, the better for all of us.
And Vermont Republican Governor Phil Scott, who hosted the meeting, said the regional partnership has tangible benefits, such as a series of electric vehicle charging stations that will stretch from Montreal through Vermont. Scott says the tensions over trade are counterproductive.
I don't believe trade wars work. I think it leads to isolation amongst our countries, and especially the way it's being done right now, the retaliation on both sides obviously leads to relationship damage, and that's nothing you can fix in a matter of a couple of years. It takes a long time.
In a series of resolutions, the regional leaders reaffirmed their work together on greenhouse gas reduction goals and cross-border commerce. There was a sense at the closing news conference that their cooperation will outlast whatever happens in Washington. Dwight Ball is the premier of Newfoundland and Labrador. He noted that the conference has been held annually for more than four decades.
But I think really what it speaks to is a success that we should never take for granted. I think many people, no matter where you go, can get a lesson. They can be taught a lesson from the relationship that you see at this table, that regardless of political stripes, regardless of your state or your province, we find a way at this table to set an example in leadership that others could follow.
And the tradition will continue next year when the 43rd annual conference will be held in St. John, New Brunswick. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm John Dillon in Stowe, Vermont.